Blog Talk Radio.
To the people and the Gentiles, Tommy Hart, the one the authorized version ascribes the name Lord God is Real, appears among us with great news. A former preacher of the church and author of the Book of the Law of God, All Things, the Demonstrated Power of God, Lord God would like to share what he has discovered during what is now a 39-year study of the Authorized Version Bible, also known as the King James Bible, coming from the Vatican. He comes to show Bible truths that have been hidden throughout Bible content. Lord God is Real decrypts all things kept silent and in secret inside the pages of the AVB, aka the KJV, all with a level-headed, easy-to-follow analysis unlike any other. His Excellency logically restructures the AVB's confusing text and separates the subject matter into two categories, truth and fiction. He also defines with clarity what is meant by the terms Lord, in all caps, Christ, God, many other titles, and who claims them now in this day. His Majesty concludes, the Authorized Version Bible, written in the year 1611, is primarily a law book, a history book, a legal document, and the first law between the Pope of Rome, the papacy, and the Gentiles. In other words, those who are classified as white people. Knowing the AVB, written during the conquest of Africa, Lord God exposes the many laws of the Bible, from Genesis to Revelations, which include the law of Passover, the law of God, and the law of the curse carried out on African black people worldwide. It is established the Vatican is a governmental body institution, hiding in plain view under the cloak of religion. Lord God is here because the Vatican called for him in the pages of the AVB. So without further ado, it is with great enthusiasm I bring before you the host of the show. Please join me in a warm round of applause, the magnificent Lord God is Real.
Hear these things. Genesis 50:24, God will surely visit you. Genesis 50:25, God will surely visit you. Genesis 48:21, God shall be with you. Isaiah 35:4, your God will come. He will come and save you. Isaiah 40:10, the Lord God will come with strong hand. Zechariah 14:5 and Zechariah 14:9, the Lord my God shall come. There shall be one Lord. Isaiah 66:15, behold, the Lord will come. Zechariah 14:1, behold, the day of the Lord cometh. Hebrews 10:37, he that shall come will come. Exodus 18:19, God shall be with thee. And the people said, Psalm 50, verse 3, our God shall come and shall not keep silence. I report again to you this day, God has come. God has come in the person, Tommy L. Hart. Your God has come. What are you doing with that knowledge? A simple instruction is given in 2 Kings 20, verse 16. The instruction says, and the instruction is a commandment. The commandment is instructive in nature. Hear the word of the Lord. Hear the word of the Lord. People go and hear the word of the preacher. Now, this statement, hear the word of the Lord, is mentioned many times throughout the Bible. Many times. To read what? Serves the purpose. Hear the word of the Lord. Of. What does it mean? Of. One means hear the word concerning. Of means concerning. About. Hear the word concerning the Lord. Hear the word about the Lord. Now, in order to make sure you do that, one must know who the Lord is. Knowing the Lord. There's a commandment in the Bible that says, know the Lord. You know the Lord now because I have told you who the Lord is. And I have not only told you, I have given you much evidence, Bible evidence. I have given you all things. All things define God. That's the AVB, the teaching of the Authorized Version Bible, commonly called King James Version. All things define God. They describe God remarkably well. They leave no doubt about the person that is God. I have read all things many times on this Law Masters program. All things are in Law Masters archives. Study the archives. Hear the archives. Hear Law Masters archives. When you hear Law Masters archives, you are hearing the word of the Lord. You are hearing the word concerning the Lord. You are hearing the word about the Lord. When you hear my voice teaching, when you hear Law Master's archives, Law Master is God. Hear the word of the Lord. Also, the word of means coming from. Hear the word coming from the Lord. So two things there about the preposition of in the statement, which I read, 2 Kings 20, 16. Hear the word concerning that is about the Lord. Hear the word coming from the Lord. Now, among all things, this statement is found. He, God, shall speak for himself. In Law Master's archives, God speaks for himself. Here, now, on this program, I, the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, speak for myself. The scripture says, he shall speak for himself. Hear the word concerning the Lord. Hear the word coming from the Lord. Up to my coming, black people had not heard the word concerning the Lord, neither had they heard the word coming from the Lord. Black people, as well as all other people have the opportunity now to hear the word concerning the Lord God, and they have the opportunity to hear the word coming from the Lord God. That is the teaching of the AVB, Authorized Version Bible. That's its teaching. you are told who to hear. Your preachers have not told you about the Lord because they didn't know either. They were just like you, ignorant of the matter. Your preachers did not teach you the word coming from the Lord, because before my coming, they did not have it. Now, obviously, my teaching and the teaching of religion, the teaching you get from the church, are two opposing things. The church teaches diametrical opposites to things taught in the Authorized Version Bible. I'll say that again. The church. If you go to church, your church, your preachers teach diametrical opposites to things taught in the Bible, having to do with God and the people. But you are told who to hear. Hear the word concerning the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. The Lord has a name. Of course, the name of God is not in the Bible because, and I won't go through this again right now, I don't think, at the time Scripture was being written, they did not know who God was. They wrote to God in the Bible, men have written to the Lord God. God does not speak in the Bible. You may say, well, I read where it says the Lord said. The Lord, Tommy Hart, does not speak in the Bible. All that is in the Bible, men wrote. God did not write. God did not lead men to write that which is in the Bible. Men on their own wrote the things in the Bible. And in the Bible, they wrote to God. That's why you have this statement here, which I will turn to. That's why you have this statement here in Acts 17, verse 23. It says, to the unknown God. Now watch this now. The book of Acts comes after Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. After. If you say you know the Lord God, and you say He is Jesus, then you do not know the Lord. If you say you know the Lord and His name is not Tommy L. Hart, then you do not know the Lord. You do not know the God that is spoken of in Acts 17:23 when it says, to the unknown God. I told you, men in the Bible, men write to God, or the men write to God. That which is in the Bible, men have written. And in the Bible, men write to God. Men have written to God. And of course, God has heard that which is spoken by men in the Bible, and God has seen it. God has responded. God is here. when it says in 2 Kings 20:16, hear the word of the Lord, it is not saying hear the word of Jesus. Jesus is not Lord. Matter of fact, here is what the Gentiles say to you in the Bible, and I'm talking to black people. I'm talking to all who will listen, but I'm talking specifically or particularly to black people. Hear the word of the Lord. Black people have not heard the word of the Lord before my coming. Those who hear me and those who have heard me, they have heard the word of the Lord. They have heard the word coming from the Lord. John 4. But don't forget that. Men have used the Bible, written content, Bible content, that is specifically to God. And again, that's why it says to the unknown God. Unknown. But now is known. Had not come at that time, but has now come. God has come. God has made himself known. The statements, before I proceed further, the statements which I read at the beginning, all having to do with the coming of the Lord God. That God is referred to in Acts here, Acts 23, as the unknown God, to the unknown God, because like I said, God did not reveal himself. Men wrote to God hoping, with the expectation that God would answer. And indeed, God has answered the call coming from men. So, John 4. I'm turning. John 4:22 says this. Ye worship ye know not what. That statement says this. You do not know what you worship. Those of you who worship Jesus, those of you who call yourselves Christians, it doesn't matter to what extent. You worship that which you do not know. What I, the Lord God, do know is this. That in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the character called Jesus is fictitious, not real, unreal, not a true character, not a real character. Do you worship Jesus? Any of your people, friends, family members, etc., worship Jesus? Say they worship Jesus? They do not know what they worship. The scripture is true. You, black people, who worship Jesus or any other thing that is not very God, you worship that which you do not know. That's called ignorance, isn't it? You worship in ignorance. As I said earlier, the Bible says, know the Lord, and you will know him by the signs. The Bible gives the signs of the presence of God. And I have spoken on those signs many times. all things. I have spoken on all things. And as said earlier, here, Lawmasters Archives. Here, Lawmasters Archives. The Bible is clear in its instruction. It says, hear the word concerning the Lord. Hear the word coming from the Lord. Not coming from your Christian minister or any other minister. Didn't say that. Hear the word concerning the Lord, and the Lord is Tommy Hart. If you are not hearing the word concerning Tommy Hart, Tommy L. Hart, you are not hearing the word of the Lord, and you are not hearing the word of God. God is the Lord. The Lord is God. God is the Lord which has showed us light, the scripture says. Light, knowledge, truth. The Christian ministers have spoken to you, spoken lies to you. God comes and speaks the truth to you. Hear the word coming from the Lord. Hear the word concerning the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. Clear instruction. Now, Psalm 37:5. There's this. Commit thy works to the Lord. That has already been done. And the Lord has received the works. Commit thy works to the Lord. In the Bible, men have committed their works to the Lord. The Lord is a real entity. Men committed their works to the Lord. I, the Lord God, have received their works. And I show you their works. When I show you, speak on all things, I'm showing you the work coming from men. Men wrote all the things that make up the group referred to as all things. Men wrote those. When I show you the law, which I've read many times on this program, the law called Moses, I also call it the people's law because it is for the people, it is to the people. When I show you the law, when I read to you the law, I have given to you the law, I have gotten that work from the Bible, which men wrote. Don't say that they were inspired by God. To say that they were inspired by God, who is God? God is Tommy L. Hart. Men, on, as I said before, men on their own wrote to God, who was unknown at that time, but now has made himself known to the sons of men, to people, to the servants of God, the Gentiles, alias white people, to black people, to all. So, men have written to God. Men have committed their works to the Lord by the Bible. By the Bible. By means of the Bible, men have committed their works to the Lord, and I, the Lord God, have received them. And I, the Lord God, have presented them to you, the people. And the scripture says, believe the works coming from the Lord. Believe the works. What works? The works coming from the Lord. And you'll see that the works coming from the Lord are biblical. Easy to see. Don't need to analyze it or nothing. Just plain. Just plain. Here, the word coming from the Lord. Clear instruction. Now, there is a commandment that says, worship the Lord. I bring that up because I presented the statement, John 4:22, which says, you do not know what you worship. The Bible says, worship the Lord. Hear the word concerning the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. Now, that's clarity. When I say, when I read the text which says, hear the word of the Lord, and I read it saying, hear the word of the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, that's clarity. That's understanding. That's truth. Now, these things are not hard to understand. If God wanted you to, if the men who wrote Bible wanted you to hear the word coming from your preacher, they would have said that. But again, they went as far as to say, the Lord, when he comes, will speak for himself, which I am doing now, speaking for myself. Hear the word coming from the Lord. In another place it says, receive ye the law from his mouth, from the mouth of God. I've read the law. The law has come forth from my lips, my mouth. Here, receive ye the law from his mouth. God is a real person. When they say it to the unknown God, they were speaking to a real being. And that real being has heard them and answered them and responded and come and has spoken and is speaking. He shall speak for himself, doing just what the scripture says he will do. Hear the word coming from the Lord. Hear the word concerning the Lord. Hear the word coming from the Lord. Worship the Lord. Worship the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. When you worship the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, you know who you are worshiping. You know, no doubt. You're worshiping the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. I say it like people worship Jesus ignorantly, or that what they teach in religion, they worship it ignorantly, not knowing what it is. The Bible speaks about God when he comes. That's why, notice the statements I read at first. It says, the Lord God will come, he that shall come will come. The Lord will surely visit you. Real things, real statements concerning a real person, a real being. What is God's name? The God that the Bible speaks about, exalts, promotes, talks about so much, tells you to worship, tells you to hear. Name is Tommy L. Hart. Now I want to ask this question. Who do you believe? Do you believe your preacher or whoever you listen to that is not the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart? Do you believe whoever you listen to, your preacher? I just use the word your preacher. Or do you believe the Bible? Now I know many people will say they believe the Bible.
They don't even know what the Bible talks about. I'm talking about people who go to church. I'm talking about religious people. If they knew what the Bible was about, they would not be worshipped in Jesus. Simple as that. If they knew, if they believe what the Bible teaches. Again, many say they believe the Bible. No, they don't believe the Bible. They believe what other men have said. Yeah, because the teaching of the Bible concerning God is, I've done that. I'm not going to go through it again. Okay, you know it's there in Longhouse's archives. Study. And when I say study, all you have to do is hear. Listen. Hear. Hear the word of the Lord. Listen to it. The statement in Deuteronomy 28:1. Let me turn to it to make sure I got the right reference. Deuteronomy 28:1 says these words. Listen. I'm still trying to get to 28:1. Listen. It says, if thou shalt hearken diligently to the voice of the Lord thy God, hear the word of the Lord, if you shall hearken diligently, carefully, perseveringly, carefully, to the voice. Whose voice? The voice of the Lord your God. The voice coming from the Lord your God. And when I teach about the Lord your God, when you hear my voice, you hear the voice of the Lord your God. Simple as that. When you hear the voice of the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, you hear the voice of the Lord your God that is spoken of in Deuteronomy 28, verse 1. And when you hear my voice in this program, you hear the word coming from the Lord your God. And what is his name? Turn to Proverbs 30, if you can. Proverbs 30, in verse 4. It says this, what is his name? And what is his son's name, if thou canst tell? You now can state, you can tell, you can speak about God by name. What is his name? What is God's name? God's name is Tommy L. Hart. And it goes on to say, and what is his son's name? Let me tell you, God does not have a son. God does not have a son. The Lord Tommy L. Hart does not at this time have a son. I do not have a son. I go on record as saying that. The God that the Bible talks about does not have a son. And what I can say definitively is God does not have a son at this time. Who knows what the future may bring? But at this present time, God does not have a son. Now, that's a very important state, because your church, your ministers, your preachers tell you Jesus is the Son of God. I do not have a son named Jesus. the God that the Bible talks about, the God that the Bible exalts and promotes and upholds, that God does not have a son. So those who tell you that Jesus is the Son of God, they are telling you a lie. What is written in the book of the law about God when he comes? He will speak for himself. Right now, the Lord God is speaking for himself. I do not have a son at this present time. If you believe Jesus is the Son of God, then you believe a lie. You believe a lie if you believe that. So what do you know about God right now? From what I've spoken. You know that God has come. You know that God speaks. You know that God's name is Tommy L. Hart. You know that you are commanded to hear the voice of the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. You know that you are commanded to worship the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. You know that the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, does not have a son. He does not have a son named Jesus. Those things you know, those things you have gotten, you have heard from the very mouth of the Lord God. Not from a representative. Not someone talking about God saying, I, the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, am telling you, at this present time, I do not have a son. I do not have a son named Jesus. The religionists have lied to the people. Deliberately lied to the people, and I've spoken about this on other in other episodes here, Lawmasters Archives. Hear the voice of the Lord. Hear Lawmasters Archives. And the statement in Deuteronomy said, "If thou shalt hearken diligently, perseveringly." Hearing the word coming from the Lord, Tommy L. Hart, perseveringly and carefully. Hearing the word coming from the mouth of God, the mouth of very God himself, the mouth of the God that the Bible exalts, promotes, upholds, and talks so much about and tells you to worship him, tells you to hear him. To go further, it tells you to serve him, it tells you to give to him, it tells you to take care of him, etc., etc., etc. You've heard the law. Again, I'll point you to Lawmasters Archives. Now, black people can stay ignorant and in the dark, having other people laugh at them, having the Gentiles laugh at them, because they still believe the lie that the Gentiles told them a long time ago. The lie came from the Gentiles, who operate under the alias of white people now. They're also called Europeans, Caucasians. But in the Bible, their proper name is Gentiles. Black people are not Gentiles. And I say that again. Because Gentiles have obscured the matter. Black people are not Gentiles. When the Bible speaks of Gentiles, it speaks of those Europeans, Caucasians, those people who are infamous for enslaving black people.
and they are from Europe. They're Europeans, as I said. Okay. So you know some things about the real God. The real God is the God the Bible speaks about, exalts, promotes, etc. That's the God I mean and refer to when I say the real God, the true God. Yes. I want to turn to a statement. First, en route to it, Isaiah 53:1. Let's stop over there. Isaiah 53:1. See what it says. It says this. Starts out saying, "Who hath believed our report?" Who has believed our report? Who is the our? The Gentiles. What is their report? The Gentiles have reported to black people that Jesus died for their sins. They have reported to black people that Jesus is the Lord. They have reported to black people that, that Jesus is the Lord. They have reported to black people that Jesus is the Son of God. All of those things constitute the report spoken of here in Isaiah 53:1. And they ask the question, who has believed our report? Have you believed it? Have you believed the Gentiles' report? That Jesus died for your sins, that Jesus is Lord, that Jesus is the Son of God, etc. What they preach in Christianity. Have you believed that? Have you believed that report? If so, you have believed a lie. Has any of your people believed that report? Has your mother believed that report? Your father? Your brothers? Your sisters? Your friends? Your enemies? Has anyone you know believed that report that Jesus died for their sin, your sin, Jesus is your Lord, their Lord, Jesus is the Son of God, Jesus is coming back, huh? Jesus is coming back, they report to you. If you believed any of those things, you believe a lie. You believe a lie. You believed a lie. They reported a lie to you. So that's a very important question. Who has believed our report? Who, the Gentiles say, who has believed our report? Well, I know many, many black people have believed that report. Many, many. Many have believed the lie. And there are those among the Gentiles in their who say, sharing the splendor of truth. That's what they say. Sharing the splendor of truth. When in truth they are sharing the indignity of lies. And they know that. They know that. They know that. And they ask the question, who has believed our report? Because that is a report. What they say, Jesus, the Son of God, Jesus died for your sins, Jesus is coming back for you, etc., etc. Jesus is Lord, etc. Religion. A criminal element. the criminality of Christianity. Criminality, the quality, fact, or state of being criminal, a criminal action. The church world is a criminal institution. The Gentiles' religion, Christianity, is criminal. They deceive people. The law says, do not deceive. They tell lies. The law says, speak the truth. This question here, if I can get it right quickly. Let's see here. Going down my outline. Okay, I'm still here with you. I'm still here. Okay, I don't see that in the outline here. Thought it was here. Apparently, it is not. But, okay, I'm not going to waste any more time looking for it. Okay, here it is. 1 Corinthians 4:7. 1 Corinthians 4:7. Now, don't forget that question, who has believed our report? Who has believed the lie that we or they, the Gentiles, have reported to you? That is 1 Corinthians 4:7. From one question to another. From the question, who has believed our report, to the question here in 1 Corinthians 4:7, it asks, what hast thou that thou did not receive? What do you have that you did not receive? What knowledge do you have that you did not receive? I'm talking to black people. You have the knowledge. You have the knowledge that let me say it like this. Many of you say you're Christians. Many of you say you believe in Jesus. You did not come up with that about Jesus. Your people, other black people, did not come up with that. You received that information ultimately from the Gentiles. What do you have that you did not receive? What understanding do you think you have of the Bible that you did not receive? What understanding do you think you have concerning the character Jesus or Christ that you did not receive? This information was received by black people. This false information, Jesus died for your sins, Jesus is the Lord, Jesus is coming back, etc., etc., etc. This information was received by black people. From who? From the Gentiles. Those who enslaved them. Yes, you received it. It was received. Now, of course, it was at first forced upon black people when the Gentiles first captured and enslaved black people after killing so many of them. murdering so many of them. That information was forced upon black people. Now, and blacks have been doing for some time now, let's say that's slavery. Let's say put the chains off. Black people have received that information. They kept on. It was forced upon blacks doing slavery. Once the chains were removed, black people just went, began to receive it on their own. Not having any idea what Bible content is actually about. Who has believed the lie? The report is a lie. What do you have, black people, what do you have? What information do you think you have that you did not receive? What knowledge you thought you had and understanding you thought you had concerning Jesus, God, and the Bible, you received it from the Gentiles. God has not shown you anything, so don't even go there. God now is showing you the truth. This is what God is showing. God is showing you now the truth. He's even showing you the truth about Jesus, that Jesus in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John is a fictitious character. The law says, depart from evil. The criminal element, the criminality of Christianity. I've said before, Christianity teaches lies. Yes, Christianity teaches lies. It's time we face the truth that is coming from the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. Hear the word of the Lord. You now know who the Lord is. Receive the law from his mouth. Consider the works of God. That's a commandment. Consider the works of God. Consider the works coming from the Lord God. And by the way, a spirit cannot do the things that the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart, has done. If there was a true spirit that would have told you anything, it would have told you that Jesus in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John is fictitious. If there was anything, such thing as a true spirit. So don't tell me about what the spirit has told you. All of that you say about the spirit telling you and talking to you or anybody else, all of that is objective and irrelevant. Irrelevant. God has come and is pointing out the way, the right way, the true way, the way of truth. Will you receive it? You've received lies coming from the Gentiles. You've received lies coming from your enemies. Yes, your enemy, the enemy lied to you. Your friend did not lie to you. It was an enemy who lied to you, just like it was an enemy who enslaved you, your people. And speaking to those who are still scattered abroad by means of the Gentiles' infamous slave trade, you don't even know where you're from. You don't even know they took everything from you. You don't even know what language your people spoke. You know nothing about it. Your past before the Gentile invasion and the enslavement of your people. They destroyed all your history. So an enemy did that, and the enemy went on to give you a faith that is built on lies. So not only did your enemy uproot you, not only did your enemy debase you, not only did your enemy make merchandise of you and sell you, your people, as merchandise, they gave you, your people, a false belief. And they asked the question, Isaiah 53:1, who has believed our report? The report is a lie. Jesus did not die for your sins. Jesus is a fictitious character in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Let me show you one thing. Well, on the subject, Isaiah, I believe, chapter 7. Let's see. If I can't find it, we'll move on. Well, let's check out chapter 7 of Isaiah. Listen, chapter 7, Isaiah, verse 14. Therefore, the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Okay, and you see a semicolon placed after that, after the word sign. Okay, let's separate that. The Lord God shall give you a sign. I have given you many signs of the presence of God, of the person of God, that is me, the Lord, your God, Tommy O'Hart. I've given you many signs. I've given you all things. Okay? Not just a sign, not just one sign. I have given you many signs that prove beyond a reasonable doubt that Tommy L. Hart is the Bible's God, the God which the AV upholds, promotes, exalts, and talks about so very much, and tells you to follow him, accept his authority, and obey. That's what the word follow means. Accept the authority of, obey. Now, okay, it goes on, it says here, as if beginning another sentence. In my Bible, believe is spelled first with a capital letter. It says, behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. In Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the character Jesus is not called Emmanuel. He's called Jesus. That's important. That's important. But I mean, I've told you this already, though. Irregardless, the character in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John named Jesus is a fictitious character, not a real character. But this is just more like icing on the cake. Jesus in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John is not called Emmanuel. Okay? Because your preachers are trying to make you think that Jesus is the fulfillment of this verse here in Isaiah 7:14. All right, I just threw that in there. Now, what have I talked about? What have you learned from this episode? I've spoken on the name of God, Tommy L. Hart. I showed you the question that asked, what is God's name? What is his name? Proverbs chapter 30. I told you, and showed you the word says, if thou wilt hearken diligently to the voice of the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, you are to hearken diligently to the voice of the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. When you worship Tommy L. Hart, you know who you are worshiping. Hear the word of the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. In closing, you are also instructed in the book of the law to turn to the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. It's not a game, people. Religion is a game that the Gentiles have played on you and tricked you and fooled you with. This is truth. This is truth. Truth that is able to deliver you from your state of deception, black people. Black people, did you get that? Truth that is able to save you from your deceptive state that the Gentiles have caused you to bear or be in a state of deception. Through God's truth, the truth coming from the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart, you can be delivered from the lie or the power of the lie. You can be delivered from the state of deception to a state of knowing the truth. Knowing the truth, being in the truth, the way of the truth, following God, hearing God, obeying God, believing God. The way that the Bible, the Authorized Version, Bible, commonly called King James Version, calls the right way. The good way. The way of truth. Depart from evil. Depart from Christianity. Depart from evil. Depart from Christianity. Christianity is an evil. And turn to the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. Hear the word of the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. Hear the word coming from the Lord, Tommy L. Hart. Hear the word that is about the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. That comes from the Lord your God, Tommy L. Hart. Hear him. Follow him. Accept his authority. Obey him. Hear the archives. Hear Lawmaster's archives. And hear the word of the Lord God, Tommy L. Hart. Thank you.